You're up to Hey Amid Aleph, towards the bottom. Omer Abaya, Menoa Menola. We had a Machlokas Abaya, and of Yosef. How much is a minimum wall of a Mavui? Rav Yosef said 4 Tvachim, and Abaya said 4 Amos. And therefore, if you don't have, according to Abaya, 4 Amos past the Korah, before there's a break of more than 3 Tvachim, it's not a kosher Mavui anymore. Rav Yosef holds, as long as you have 4 Tvachim, after the Korah is good enough. Where do I know that the minimum Mavui is 4 Amos? The Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna, Lechi Habolik Midofno Shel Mavui, Pachos Mi Arba Amos Nido Mishum Lechi, Ve'eno Tzorech Lechi Acher Lahatira. Dalet Amos Nido Mishum Mavui, Ve'tzorech Lechi Acher Lahatira. The halacha is that, if you have the picture card, you have a, you have a piece of the wall on the fourth side that sticks out by itself. It wasn't put up as a lechi. It's a part of the wall. And if that wall is less than 4 amas, then what's it called? Then it's okay. And Rashi will point out that even though this wasn't put up as a lechi, but there's a machlokas abaya and rava, whether lechi ha'omid me'elav is kosher or not, but a lechi that was there anyway. He didn't put it up special as a lechi to be mater the mavui, is still kosher. And we pass him like a bayah. That's one of the yalkagams, except according to Rabbeinu Tam, who holds it's not one of the yalkagams. He holds like Rava, that lechi homemade, but me'atzim was not a good lechi. But the ma'is of most poskim hold it is, and that's how Rashi holds. And therefore, if it's less than 4 amos, it's fine. But if it's 4 amos, then it's not a lechi anymore. Then it has the minimal dimensions of the wall of a mavui, so it's like a wall. And there's no tikkun over here. The Rabbana made a tikkun, you have to have a special lechi. And here, since this is still opened, it needs some tikkun to make it, what's it called, considered like it's closed. So you need another lechi over here to, what's it called, to make it kosher. But the wall itself is not going to be okay because the wall is 4 amos. So you see from here that the minimal, if 4 tvachim would be considered the minimal dimension of a wall of a mavui, then if it was more than 4 tvachim, it shouldn't be good. It should be considered already like a wall of a mavui and not like a lechi. And since it says it has to be 4 amos to be considered the wall of a mavui and not a lechi, but up till 4 amos is still considered like a lechi, you see like a baya, that the minimal dimension of a wall of a mavui is 4 amos, not 4 tvachim. So, Rav Yosef says, no, there's no raya from there. La fuke mitoris lechi adika 4 amos. Right, for something to not be considered a lechi, you need a full 4 amos that shouldn't be considered a lechi. La mehevei mavui, but to be considered a wall of a mavui to begin with, then afilu ba'arba tvachim no mehevei mavui. Right, it's nice to consider the mavui at 4 tvachim. But to be considered a lechi, right, that you need already 4 amos. Anything up to 4 amos could still be considered a lechi. It could be a mavui and a lechi too. No stira between them, Rabbi Yosef holds. See Rashi. Lechi habolek midokno shel mavui, letoch rochav hamavui. Extends into the width of the mavui. Velo nasa shom l'shem lechi. He didn't put it up there for the sake of being a lechi. But they put it up as a wall, right? So part of the thing should be closed. The purpose of putting this piece there was as a wall, not as a lechi. So it wasn't in the kavanah putting up as a lechi. Pachos midalat amos, mi baruch of hamavui, nido mishum lechi. If it's less than dalat amos, in fact, that's a good thing. This is already the gufa. Let's start again. Gufa. Omer Rami Bar Chama, Omer Rav Huna, Lechi Abolim Midofno Shal Mavui, Pachos Mi Arba Amos Nidom Mishum Lechi, Vein Tzorech Lechi Acher Latiro, Dalet Amos Nidom Mishum Mavui, Vitzorech Lechi Acher Latiro. Okay. Rashi, Pachos Mi Dalet Amos, Verochav HaMavui, if it doesn't extend Arba Amos. It extends less than Arba Amos into the width of the Mavui. Nido Mishum Lechi. Then it counts like a Lechi. V'sam Chinarle. And you can rely on that Lechi to be Mato the Mavui. The Afagav Delav L'Shem Lechi Yikva. Even though it wasn't put up as a Lechi. That's called Lechi Ha'omed Me'elot. It's a Lechi that was put up for other reasons. It was something that was put up for other reasons. It could serve as a Lechi automatically, but it wasn't put up there the same Lechi. It's still good. The Kaimelon Hilchus of Kabaya, but Lechi Omid Me'el of the Kosher. Because we hold like a Baya, that a Lechi that's up by itself is okay. Dalet Amos. Im Hoya Bolit Letok Roch of Hamavui Dalet Amos. But if it extends 4 Amos or more into the width of the Mavui, Nidon Mishu Mavui, then it's not a Lechi. And it's a wall of a mavui. Kalomar kiven da orech hechsher mavui niter bekach bi alma umikri mavui hachanami nafik mitoris lechi delo samchinen alei afal gav di avde mishar. And what's it called? And therefore you can't count it as a lechi. It's not a lechi. It's a wall. And the takana was to make a lechi so it's a heker, but a wall is not good. So even though the wall is there, since it's still opened up, more than it's closed, it's talking about a larger mavui, so then what's it called, it's not a lechi, and we're never misakin this, there's no heker, you just have a wall and then an opening, and a wall and an opening is not a heker, so you need a lechi to be matur that opening. Afal gavra, she says, di avde mishum lechi havi kosher. What if you put it up special as a lechi and it's 4 amas? Then it still would be kosher, Rashi holds. The Rashba argues and says even if you put it up as a lechi, it wouldn't help. But Rashi learns that if you put up that wall with kavana to be a lechi, that even though it's 4 amas, it'll still be considered a lechi. Why? The mishum de riba v'stimaso logara milechi mashu. Just because you made it bigger, doesn't make it worse. Right? If you didn't put it up on purpose, and then it's arba amos, so it's not a lechi. It never got a shame lechi on it because it's a wall. But if you put it up specifically as a lechi, then putting it up as a lechi gives it the shame lechi. That's how Rashi holds. And the Rashba holds no. Right? Even if you put it up in the kavana, you need something that has a heker. And a wall is not a heker. Right? It is worse if it's bigger. Because a lechi is a heker, and a wall is not a heker. But over here you didn't put it up as a lechi. You put it up as a wall. Right? Lahachi ikba anan de machshava lo matsinun mafuki mitoris kosel. Therefore, stam, the machshava, you didn't put it up on purpose as a lechi. Stam, to consider it a lechi, that not. And as a baya holds lechi ha'omed me'elov is kosher, but only up to arba amas. A lechi ha'omed me'elov of arba amas is not kosher, because it's not a lechi. Right, mitoris kosher shavi lechi. Kivin the nafik le mitoris lechi. V'nimtza she'ein tikkun l'maviza. Since you didn't put it up l'shem lechi, and it doesn't look like a lechi, it's a wall. Then it's no good. But either if you put it up l'shem lechi, or it looks like a lechi because it's less than arba amos, either one will be okay. Mitzorek lechi acher lahatir amavi. Alma midiktani debatzer midalad amos v'havei mavi lafuke mitoris lechi shmami no hechsher mavi v'dalad amos. So Abaye says, you see from here that the minimal amount to be considered the wall of a mavui is arba amos. And Rav Yosef says, no, right. The minimal amount to be considered the wall of a mavui could be 4 tefachim. But to make it not a lechi, that you need already arba amos. Just because it's halachically considered the wall of a mavui doesn't take it out from being also a lechi. Until it's arba amos, at that point, it already is a clearly a wall and not a lechi, unless you put it up a shame lechi. No, it doesn't make a difference. I'm saying, but we're saying now that in the fourth wall, the fourth side, okay, it's a side, which is open, right, where there you need a lechi to be moderate. But if you have something that on the other side would be considered the wall of a mavui, it's not a lechi.
It's a continuation of the other
wall. Basic, whatever. It's not, a lechi means it's a heker. Here it's not a heker, it's a wall. And that wall is not big enough to close off the space that it should be okay by just because of that wall. That not. There's still a space open. That's open too wide to be considered closed.
The original purpose of the heker was because it looked like it was open to the Rishus HaRavim.
Right, but here's still, that's what I'm saying, there's still an opening here to Rishus HaRavim. That wall doesn't close off the fourth side enough not to be considered open to Rishus HaRavim. Okay. So now the Gemara asks a question. Oso lechi, heichen mamida. So now, in the case where it's four amas, and you need another lechi to be matarit, where do you put that lechi? Either moki le bahade oso fehu de komosipale. If you put that lechi on the extension, then it's, now it's four amas plus the width of a lechi. So he didn't accomplish anything. Still no heker. Okay? Omer apapa de moki le idach kisa. You put it on the other side. Now it's the heck. You can see the lechi by itself. Because if you put the lechi onto the four amas extension, it's just now four amas plus a little bit more. Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. Amar afilu tamed amoki la bahadei. You could even put it on the side that's the four amas. But the matzvi bay or the matzer bay. You make it a little higher or a little lower. Or Rashi says a little thinner or a little thicker. So it's nicker. And the Meiri says, or you make it out of something different. If that's brick, you put a piece of wood on. If it's wood, you put a piece of brick on. So wherever it's nicker, that this is just not an extension of that wall, right, then it's a good lechi. It's nicker. So either by making it higher, lower, thicker, thinner, or according to the Meiri, a different material, anything where you could see that this is not just an extension of that four amos wall, but it's something new that's put up there, then it's a heker and it's a lechi. Rashi, behadei, etzlo baroch of amovli. If you put the lechi on the end of the wall that's already extended, right, then it's not nikur as a lechi. The idach isas, and where it says, no, you put it on the other side. Etzel kosel ha'achir kenegdo. You put it by the wall that is opposite this extension wall. The matzvi bay or the matzer bay. And Rav Huna Brev Yeshua said, no, you can put it even on the same wall. But you make it higher or lower. Gavoh mimenu or nof mimenu. Inami o av mimenu or dak mimenu. Thicker or thinner. Kadesh yibshach mimenu v'lachutz o himenu v'lifnim. That the wall either goes beyond this, the lechi, or the lechi goes beyond the wall. So it's clear it's not an extension to the wall. Then it's kosher. Okay, let's go on. Omer Rav Huna Brev Rav Yeshua. Now, we're still considering this case where you have the fourth wall closed in partially with a four amas wall, fourth side, but you still need a lechi. So Rav Huna Rav Yeshua said, Lo amrin ela b'movi shmona. That's only by a movi that's eight amas open. The opening is eight amas, or more. Ava b'movi shiva, if it's a movi that's only open seven amas, and there's a four amas wall closing part of the thing, then niter ba'omid maruba la parts. Then that's considered closed, not open to Rishus HaRav anymore. Because since most of the area is closed, four amas, as opposed to the three that are open, omid maruba la parts is considered a mechitza. And therefore, the mavi is closed. It's considered closed up. And therefore, what's it called? You don't need anything. Because you only need a hecker in a movie that's open to Rishus HaRav. This movie is not open to Rishus HaRav because the fourth wall is mostly closed up. And Omud Marubar Alpar is considered a mechitza, and it's considered closed up. Or at least it's considered, it's not really considered completely closed up. What it's considered is that the most of the wall is standing on the fourth side, and the part that's open is considered a Pesach. It's considered a, what's it called, an opening. And a movie can have a Pesach. Here has a Pesach. You have a Tzuras HaPesach. You have a Pesach. So that's okay. Even if the whole thing is open. Here, the fact that most of the side is closed and only a portion is open, that and the portion that's open is less than 10 amas, anything less than 10 amas can be considered a doorway. So this is a doorway. And therefore, the Mavi is not open to Rishus HaRabim. You don't need a hacker. The Kal V'chomer Michotzer. And you can learn this, that what's it called? That a Omeid Maruba al Haparitz helps by a mavi a kalvachomer from a chotzer. Uma chotzer she'eni teres belechi v'kora. A chotzer is not mutter with a lechi or a kora alone. Right? A chotzer again. A mavi is something that is at least four tvachim by four tvachim or four amas by four amas, according to machlokas we have before. It has to be where the width is less than the length. Okay, the length is more than this can't be a square, has to be a rectangle. And it's what's it called, has to have batim and chatseris open to it. If it doesn't, then it has a din of a chatser. A chatser, they weren't matter with a, what's it called, lechi and a korah. That's not a good enough tikkun for a chatzar. A chatzar has to have a pas arba. It has to have a board of four amas on the, what's it called, on the four tvachim. Four tvachim, pas arba, a board of four tvachim to close off the open side.
Four tvachim high?
Four tvachim long. 10 tvachim high. It has to be 4 tvachim long. Right? It's not a good enough a lechi, which could be any amount, and it's not good enough a kora on top. It has to be a, what's it called, a mechitza. A mechitza is 4 tvachim long and 10 tvachim high on one of the sides. That is the only way it's mutter, and that taka is considered like it closes off the thing completely in a chatzar. So a chatzar needs what's it called, a pas arba to be matarit, not a lechi, and that pas arba considers like closes off the thing completely. And still, a chatzar is mutter ba'omid meruba laparet. If most of the sides are closed up completely, and there's less open than closed, then a chatzar is mutter. You don't need anything. You don't need a pas arba then. So mavui shenitur b'lechi v'kora, mavui, which you can be matur with a lechi and a kora, which is less than a pas arba, eno din shenitur b'omid meruba laparet. Surely it's mutter, what's it called, if most of the sides are closed and only a portion is open. Mara says, no, malachotzer shekem pirtzasa be'eser. A chotzer can have an opening up till 10 amas to be considered still okay. Because anything less than 10 amas is considered a doorway, a pesach. Not considered a pirtz in the wall. Tomer b'mavui shepirtzasa be'arba. But a mavui, right, 4 amas already is considered an opening in a mavui. And if it's an opening more than 4 amas, is no good. So that we'll see in 1 second, that what's it called, is only according to one opinion. So the Kal v'Chomer is no Kal v'Chomer. You find that a chatzar has a kula over a mavui. We said the mavui is so kal that you can be matur with a lechi and a korah. You don't need a pas arba. And therefore, if you find by a chatzar that omeid meruba laparetz is kosher, then by a mavui, surely it should be kosher. Mar says, no. A mavui has another, what's it called, chumra over a chatzar. A chatzar has a kula over a mavui. Maybe that's why by the chatzar, omeid meruba al haparetz is still kosher, but by a mavui it wouldn't be. What's the chumra of the mavui over the chatzar? That a mavui can, what's it called, a chatzar can have any opening up till 10 amas. And as long as the part that's closed is more than what's open, and the opening is less than 10 amas, it's kosher. It's considered like a closed wall. But in a mavi, that wouldn't be good. In a mavi, if you have an opening of 4 amas or more, it's already considered, what's it called, not a pesach. It's considered too much open.
The chatzar we're talking about is completely closed on 3 sides, and we're talking
about
the 4th side?
Yeah, basically.
Pas arba is the 4th side. The other 3 are closed.
Right. It's the same thing as a mavui, except it doesn't have the dimensions of a mavui. It doesn't have the batim v'chatzir is open to it.
But a mavui can be open on both sides.
No, mavui is only open on one side. Same thing. Exact same thing, except the mavui has certain dimensions to make it a mavui, and has to have batim v'chatzir is open to it. If it doesn't have those dimensions or whatever, it's called a chatzir. It's the exact same things. Just that in order to be called a mavui, to be mutter with a lechi and a kora, it has these dimensions and these conditions. Those conditions aren't met, then it's called a chatzar.
So a mavui can't be with a sort of petach on both ends of the alley?
No. It has to be closed on 3 sides and open. The mavui that's mutter, lechi, and kora is closed on 3 sides and open on the 4th side. How it's closed on the 3 sides is basically not closed hermetically, but it could have all the dinim of mechitzas. It could be with a Surah Sapesach, it could be with a Omid Merub al Haparetz, that's what we're talking about. What on the other side is considered closed. Okay. So it says, Kesav Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua, Mavi Nomi Pritzasa Be'eser. So Rav Huna Rav Yeshua holds that the Kavachomer is a good Kavachomer, because he holds that even a Mavi, up until 10 Amos, is considered a Pesach. That he doesn't make this difference, that 4 Amos by a Mavi is considered an opening, and 10 amas by a chatzar is considered an opening. He holds that, what's it called, they're the same. Where it says, how could that be? Leman kamrinan Rav Huna. This whole discussion is going on what Rav Huna said. Right? What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna was the one who said this whole thing of lechi habolit, right? Amar Rav Huna, lechi habolit midafshin hamavu. The whole discussion is going on that case where you have a four amas in extension into the fourth side of the mavui, whether that's good or not, right? If it's less than eight amas, because omid merubal aparat. That's what we're discussing. On that, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua said his din. Rav Huna, and now we want to say that he learned that it's good from a kal v'chomer from chatzar. The Gemara says, no, there's no kal v'chomer, because a chatzar has a kula. Maybe that's why omid merub al haparos is good by a chatzar, because a chatzar has a kula, that up until 10 amas is considered a pesach. And if it's a pirtz, so less than 10 amas or less, it's a pesach, and if as long as the most of the wall is closed, if you have a 20 amas side, okay, and 11 amas are closed, and 9 amas are open, that's kosher. Because most of it's closed, and the opening is not 10 amas or more, more than 10 amas, less than 10 amas. If it would be, on the other hand, a 25 amas wall, and what's it called, and 13 is closed, but 12 is open, that wouldn't be good. Because even though most of it's closed, the opening isn't a pesa. The opening is a pirtza, because it's more than 10 amas. That wouldn't be good. That's what we're talking about here. So, a chatzar, the open part can be 10 amas or less. But in a mavui, the open part can only be 4 amas or less. Not more than 10 amas. So the mavui has a chumrah. Memela, you know why a chatzar is good if most of the wall is there? Because even if there's an opening, the opening could be up to 10 amas. But in a mavui where the opening can only be up to 4 amas, then the fact that most of the side is closed doesn't help. It has to be closed much more, or whatever, than just most. Okay. Or it has to have a tzuras of Pesach, or something else. So, or it has to be lavud. It has to be less than 3 tefachim opening, whatever. Okay. So, the Gemara says that no, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua holds that a pirtza and a mavui is the same as a chatzar, 10 amas. He says, how could that be? The whole thing we're discussing is Rav Huna. Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua is saying, he's explaining Rav Huna's din. Rav Huna himself holds that a pirtza in a mavui is only up to 4 amas. Right? L'man kamrin and l'Rav Huna. V'harav Huna pirtzasu b'dalet spirale. Later on we'll see that Rav Huna is one of the ones who hold that a mavui, the opening in a mavui, can only be 4 amas or less. If it's more than 4 amas, you have to put up a tzuras pesach, something, right, close it off. That's not considered a door anymore, in a mavui, only in a chatzar. So how could you say that Rav Huna, Rabbi Yeshua, learns his kal v'chomer? Because he holds that the same dimensions of a pirtza in a mavui, in a chatzar, are 10 amas, when he's discussing Rav Huna, who doesn't hold like that. So what it says, Rav Huna, Rabbi Yeshua, time of the nakshe komer. No, he was not going to explain Rav Huna. Rav Huna has his own problems. He was saying, in a case like Rav Huna's case, I would hold like this. And he, Taka, holds that, what's it called, that a mavui and a chatzar, both of them, the pirtza could be up to 10 amas. Rav Ashi yomer afilu tein b'mavui shmona. Nomi lo tzorech lechi. Rav Ashi adds to what Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua says. He says, you said that if it's an 8 amas side, and only 4 amas is closed, then you need a lechi. Because most of it's not closed. Just half and half. But if it's 7, what's it called, amas side, and 4 amas is closed, then you don't need a lechi anymore, because most of it's closed, that's considered a wall. Okay? So, he says, no, I'll extend it. Even if it's exactly 8 amas, you don't need a lechi. Why? Manavshach. Eo made nothish. Because you can't, it can't be exact. Right? Nothing can ever be exact. So if, what's it called, if it's more than 4 amas closed, it's not exactly 4 amas, a little bit more than 4 amas, then nitir ba'omid merubin al-paretz. Then it's more closed than open. It's 4 plus a little bit, and the opening is 8 amas only. The e-paretz nafish, and if the open part is more, in other words, not exactly 4 amas, or the opening is not exactly 8 amas, a little bit more, the other way is also, Maybe the opening is not exactly 8 amas. Maybe it's a little bit less. If it's less, then the 4 amas close up most of the opening. Or maybe the wall that's 4 amas isn't exactly 4 amas. Maybe it's a little bit more. And the opening is exactly 8 amas. Again, it's very hard to be mitzamtzim, right? And Tosa says, even though it's a machlokis in other places in Shas, whether efshel mitzamtzim or not, and bidei adam, something that's made by human beings, you could make exact. But Tosa says it's a big tircha to go and measure it exactly to see if it's exactly 4 amas or the side is exactly 8 amas, and the tircha therefore makes it like efshel. The Rabbanan, since it's only the Rabbanan, they weren't matzrich you to go and measure it with a caliper, right? Exactly, that's too much of a tircha. To get exact, you could make it exact, but it's a big tircha to get it exact, so like an exact measurement. They weren't matzrich you, so it's considered like a suffix, and since it's only the Rabbanan, suffix the Rabbanan lekul, as we say, the part is nafish near mishum lechi. My amra is the shovel, right? So one of shach. Could be that the wall isn't exactly four amas. Memel, it's okay as a lechi, because not 4 amas. Could be that it's a little bit more than 4 amas. It's a little bit more, you don't need a lechi, because most of it's closed. So, since it's a suffix, we don't know, right? My amras, the shavi tarvayu, ki hadodi. Maybe it's exactly 4 amas, and the thing is exactly 8 amas, and then they're equal. And it's not more closed than open, it's exactly even. Have a suffix, divrayim. That's a suffix. It's a suffix to Rabbanan. The suffix to Rabbanan, divrayim, lechakim. Memela, it's kosher, even if it's only 8 amas, right? Exactly 8 amas, it'll still be kosher. And this is exactly 4 amas, because maybe it's not exact. And monavsha, if it's a little bit less, it's kosher al tzalechi. If it's a little bit more, it's kosher because it's closed. Elamai, if it's exact, then it's a problem. It's a suffix, it's a suffix mutter. Rashi. The Mavu Shmona, Sharachav Shmona Amos, the Choshkenim Yosef. This halacha is only if the Mavui is, the side that's open is 8 Amos, or more. Avu Mavu Shiva Niter. But if the Mavui, the side that's open is only 7 Amos long, and you have this 4 Amos wall closing off a good portion of it, then you don't need another lechi. Why? Niter hamavi. Rapa pisha ain't a lechi. Even though it's not a lechi, 4 amas can't be considered a lechi. Ustimas hapesach meruba laparitz. Rahoel ustimas hapesach meruba laparitz. Since this side is mostly closed off, that's considered closed. That's good. Umachotzer merubas o rechava yosra orka. Sheino niteres belechi. Right, a chotzer is something that doesn't have the dimensions of a mavi. Either it's square, or the width is more than the length, instead of the length being more than the width. And it's not niter belechi, then it doesn't have a din of a mavui, it has a din of a chotzer. The kora, im nifritz kotzer shal pnei rishus harabim, al pnei kulo, umamid bolechi mashu eno matir. So if it doesn't have the dimensions of a mavui, and it's opened on the fourth side into rishus harabim, putting a lechi on that side is not going to help. It only helps by a mavui, it doesn't help by a chotzer. Elim ken yeshlo pas dalet. You need there a board that's at least 4 tefachim wide. And that board is considered a mechitza, and it closes, it's considered like that side is closed. Once it's 4 tefachim, it has the din of a mechitza, and it considers like it extends and closes off the whole thing. In fact, the Chazon Ish and others explain, the Sefraim, that's why the Havamina was that a chotzer should be mutter with omid meruba laparitz, and a mavui not. Because in a mavui, the fourth side isn't closed off. It's just the lechi makes it that's considered like a pesach. So you have really only 3 sides closed, and the fourth side is open with a pesach. So then, you need the other sides closed mamish, not just omid meruba. It's not enough to have just, an omid meruba. It has to be mamish closed. Masha ein kein, a chotzer, where you need a pasar bo, that's a real mechitza. And that's considered like that whole side is closed completely. And therefore, in the other sides, all you need is omid meruba, that's good enough. That was the havamina before we had the kavachom. Niteres ba omid meruba al paritz, afilu nifritzu bu protus harbi. There's a lot of openings in the walls of a chotzer. Bidalad Mechitzoseh, on all the different sides, there's openings constantly, it's not hermetically closed, right? Mechitzoseh Sovi, Vinishtayr Shomin HaOmeid, Ad Sherabu Omdim Alapirzos, Mutaris Bloshum Tikim. If the part that's standing is more than the openings, and the openings aren't more than 10 amas, it's all kosher. Because a mechitza doesn't have to be solid. You can have a lot of openings, what's it called, psachim, right, in a mechitza. As long as the part that's standing is more, and the openings aren't more than 10 amas. Mavu shenitr psichas koslo, asomach lushus harabim belechi mashehu, therefore a mavu, which is mutter without a pasarba, the part that's open to Rishus HaRabim, even a lechi of any amount, a kol shehu, wood shaving, is good enough. Ein odin she nitter bo min rubel aparet. Velo shum sim min achim. Mi umov ishmona afal gav de bahay kal vachomer nomi mochi le mishrei. Do a yosem mi arbo atvachim have, high pass, the chotzer mishtarim with the pass dalet. The Chora Rashi says you could be matter even if it's 8 amas with this kal vachomer. Because in a chotzer, right, if you have a pas dalet, right, it's mutter no matter how wide it is, right? Even the lav l'shem, as long as not 10 amas. Since it wasn't put up l'shem lechi, huk v'shom, v'lo l'shem tikkun pas, and it wasn't made for a pas either, right? Huk v'shom, ki hechi di yetzim mitoris lechi, yotzim mitoris pas. No, just like it can't be considered a lechi because it wasn't put up for that purpose, and it looks like a wall of a mavli, it can't be a pas either, right? Even though lechi haomei me'elav is okay, that's only when it's not arba amas. Once it's not considered a lechi, it's not considered a pas either. So me'el, it can't be kosher. V'lo minkra milsa, v'amrinon zel pischo, v'lo nasa bo tikkun latiro. And therefore we look at it and we say, well, this is the opening, and the opening has no heter, no lechi, no pas, no nothing. Elamai, it has a wall. So the wall is not, the wall we're not concerned with. We're concerned with the open part into Rishus HaRabim. And the open part into Rishus HaRabim has no tikkun, and it looks like it's opened into Rishus HaRabim, even though part of it's closed off. But that part of it's closed off, not with a lechi, not with a pas, but with a wall. That's no good. That's not a heker. Chatzar ein pirtzis eser oser, espo elim kein havi miluah bekosol, o yosur mi eser, v'achi kaim mas nisen. Pirtza in a chatzar doesn't aser unless it's 10 amas, more than 10 amas, or it's more open than closed. Call pirtza shiba eser amos muteris. Any pirtza that's 10 amos or less is okay. Tomer b'mavui, the omer ravuna ba'arba lekaman, but a mavui ravuna holds that arba amos already is not considered a pesach, it's considered a pirtza. The same thing that would be that in a chotzer is 10 amos, here is 4 amos. The mar says, man kamrin l'ravuna. So the mar says, ravuna of Yeshua doesn't hold like that. So when you doesn't hold like that? He's discussing Rav Huna. And Rav Huna holds like that. Hi, Kal V'chomer, Aliba Daman Ko Amar Le Rav Huna B'Rev Yeshua. Who's he saying this Kal V'chomer according to? In Rav Huna's din. Aliba de Rav Huna, Rabbe, Talmide de Rav. Dohach Shmait in the Lechi Habolik Rav Huna Amra. This whole sugya, Rav Huna was the one who said it. And Rav Huna Rav Yeshua is explaining Rav Huna's din. So how can you say that in this he doesn't hold like Rav Huna? Right? We're talking according to Rav Huna. The Kal V'chomer is not good according to Rav Huna. Umilshig Rav Huna come afarish, Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua. Pirtzosu v'dalet sviro le'vakam b'shmaisen. Later on we'll see clearly Rav Huna is the one who holds that the pirtza in a mavli can only be 4 amas or less, but not more than 4 amas. Or it says, Tami d'nafshi komer, v'hochi komer. B'mavli shmona kom istabra milse de Rav Huna. So what Rav Huna said is, I agree with Rav Huna's din if it's a mavui of 8 amas. But if it's a mavui of 7 amas, then I think, because of the way I hold, that it should be a kal v'chomer and it should be okay. But now he's not saying it in Rav Huna. Rav Huna would hold like that. In Achadam, Rav Huna wouldn't hold like that. But I hold, in Rav Huna's case, that if it would be 7, it would be okay. And he has taka holds that a pirtza in a mavui is the same as a pirtza in a chatzar, up to 10 amas. See, omid merubal aparetz, shohayu arba amos of shalechi, shoch kos, Agmar says, if it's exactly 8, so then what's it called? Ravashi said, still good. Why? Because manasha. If the, what's it called, the part that's up is more than the part that's open, shohayu arba amos of shalechi, shoch kos. The arba amos of the lechi are, what's it called, are big amas. So it really closes off more. V'nimtza parutz chaser me'arba. Hari Nitra Bekach. Comes out that the opening is less than Arba. In other words, even though it's exactly 8 and this is 4, but it's not exactly 4. It's a little bit bigger than 4. Then the opening is a little bit less than 4. Right? So it's Omen Merubah L'Aparetz. The E Paretz Merubah, and if Taka, the wall is not 4 Amos. It's a little bit less than 4 Amos. So then the opening is more than 4 Amos. So it'll be a problem, because more is open than closed. But the part that's closed is not 4 Amos, it's a Lechi. So it's mutter with a lechi. If it be all open, you have one little lechi is good. And anything less than arba amos, even though it's omed me'elov, is a lechi. So manavshach. If it's mostly open, you have a lechi. If it's mostly closed, you don't need a lechi. So elamai, what's with my amras? What's the only thing? I'm saying ipars meruba nimtzeshen dalit shleimus belechi. Then either mishum lechi. So rov b'nei adam ein yicholim l'tzamtzem. Because most of the time you can't, what's it called, be exact. Even though Rashi's mashma that you could be exact. Some of the time. In other words, you could make an effort to make it exact. But you don't have to make that effort, since it's only did the Rabbanon, you can rely on the Sufik without putting in the effort. My Amras, La Osro, Dilma Tzimtzim, right? We should ask for it, because maybe it's exactly the same. And then it's not a Lechi, and it's not mostly closed. The Chihadodi Ninu, Ve'en Kan Lechi, Shariyeshbo Arba Amras, V'lo Omid Maruba, Havi Sufik Divreya, Shemet Tzimtzim, the Sufik. Maybe Taka, it's exact. And then it's a problem. Maybe it's not exact, and if it's not exact, whichever way it's not exact, this would be okay. V'asr shemalot simtzim u'mutter. The total mamavi mitrabanan who was sofik divrein lahakel. The whole issur of carrying in a mavi is only mitrabanan, and therefore, to be matarit, misafik is okay. Right? We're not sure. Could be it's okay. Therefore, misafik, it's okay.